Yes, good afternoon. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. And we're talking to people in Texas today, and we'd like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Can I speak with Doreen Araiza, please?
This is she.
Okay, ma'am, and just for qualification purpose, before we begin with the survey, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
Yeah, I'm not driving. I'm at home.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and in which state do you currently live? Would that be Texas or other state?
Texas.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and in which county in Texas do you currently live?
Cameron.
Okay. All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, and all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all the calls on a regular home phone, some on a cell phone, and some on the regular home phone, or almost all the calls on a cell phone?
All the calls on a cell.
Okay. All right, ma'am, are you anyone in the household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, a political party, or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am, just for qualification purpose, just to ensure we have a representative sample, in what year were you born? Just the year is fine, okay?
64.
1964. Okay. Thank you. Okay, and what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Would that be Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, American Indian or Alaskan Native?
Well, kind of half and half. I'm half white, half Hispanic.
Okay, so be a mixed race, right? Like white and Hispanic.
White, Hispanic, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And Hispanic. All right, ma'am, and what is the last grade that you completed in school?
Bachelor's degree in college.
Bachelor's degree, okay. All right, ma'am, thinking about things national, okay. Next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Approve.
Would that be strongly or just somewhat approved?
Strongly.
Okay. And if the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
Hold on a second.
Okay.
I was trying to put my earbuds on, but then. Okay, repeat the question.
Okay, and if the elections for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
Democrat.
And would that be definitely Democrat or just probably Democrat?
Definitely.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Now I would like to read you some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have heard of that person. If so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just let me know, and I'll go on and move to the next one. The first one would be Joe Biden. Favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Would that be very favorable or just somewhat favorable?
Very.
Okay, and the other one, Donald Trump.
Very unfavorable.
Okay, Kamala Harris.
Very favorable.
Vicente Gonzalez.
Favorable.
Very or just somewhat?
Just somewhat.
Okay, and Mayra Flores.
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. Thinking ahead, you know, to the November election, first, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all interested and 10 meaning that you're extremely interested, how interested are you in November's election for president, a U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
An 11.
11. Okay. All right, thank you, ma'am. Okay, if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Donald Trump, Republican, or Kamala Harris, the Democrat?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and next, if the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Ted Cruz, the Republican, or Colin Allred, Democrat?
Colin Allred, Democrat.
Okay. A rigged election for U.S. Congress was being held today. For whom would you vote, Vicente Gonzalez, the Democrat, or Mayra Flores, the Republican?
Vicente Gonzalez.
Okay, and would that be definitely Gonzalez or probably Gonzalez?
Definitely Gonzalez.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Democrat.
Would that be a strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
Honestly, I go by the person, so I wouldn't say strongly.
So be not so strong?
Not so strong.
Okay. All right. All right, ma'am, and generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, conservative on most issues?
Moderate.
Okay. And how would you describe your economic circumstances? Would that be well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Middle class.
Middle class, okay. All right, ma'am, and regardless of how you, feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Now, was that Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Biden.
Biden. All right, ma'am, this concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay, you have a great day. Appreciate your help.
What poll is this for?
This is mostly for, for elections in your district for, for Congress.
But who is the company or who is doing this?
Well, ma'am, they don't give us that information. That way we don't, we don't interfere with your opinion.
Uh-huh. Okie dokie.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time. Bye-bye.
Thank you.